color would you like to be?
I'd like to be green, but you know you always take it.
That's not true. Any color's fine with me. Yeah, I could be a combination of blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow make green.
Oh, then it's settled.
Hi, ready to go?
Oh, good news. We ordered lunch, so we can all stay here and play Lord of the Rings Risk.
Sheldon, we said that we would play games with you tonight.
Oh, no, we'll still be playing it tonight. This game can easily take 8 hours.
Sweetie, you really thought I'd want to do this?
No.
Well, did you tell him that?
Yes.
Did you say it out loud with words?
No.
I don't want to spend the whole day playing a board game.
Yeah, well, you may change your mind when you hear that this is the new expanded edition, which contains a more complete map of Middle-earth, now including the Herodwaith territories.
I will literally race you to the car.
Come on, don't leave. Just try it.
No, we're always doing what you guys want. Just once it'd be nice if you did something we wanted.
You want to be green?
You know, they really have tried to like a lot of the same stuff we're into.
Yeah, well, we do game nights and video game nights, and we watch movies with director's commentary.
Oh, my favorite. George Lucas can talk all the way through Star Wars. I say one word and I'm banished to the kitchen.
Yeah, today, Amy and I are deciding what we're all gonna do.
You got it. You girls are in charge.
Thank you.
Sheldon?
Fine. Now that we're not playing, you can be green.
Thank you.
And since you're green this time, I can be it next time.
All right, let's see. What's something fun the guys would never take us to do? Oh, I know. We could go horseback riding.
I actually can't. My hips don't open wider than 22 degrees. I rode a very thin pony once. On the first bump, just popped right off.
All right, well, what do you want to do?
There's a craft and folk art museum on Wilshire.
Well, that's Wilshire's problem. Yeah, there's got to be something fun we could do that the guys will hate.
Hang on, why do we have to hate it?
Three words, Doctor Who convention.
I did not force you to go to that.
You walked out of the house in a fez and bow tie. I went so you didn't get beat up.
I wasn't going to get beat up.
You were, but somehow I held myself back.
You know what you could make us do? Ice skating. The cold air will trigger Leonard's asthma, and it plays right into my well-known fear of getting flattened by a Zamboni.
Now you're helping them find ways to make us miserable?
I'm sorry, Leonard, I'm a problem solver. It's what I do.
I actually can't go ice skating. I have unnaturally brittle ankles.
Is there any part of your body that's normal?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Will you please relax?
I can't take it, dude.
You okay?
No, I'm not okay. I feel like I'm gonna jump out of my skin.
Told you not to wax down there. It's itchy when it grows back.
I'm worried about the New Horizons space probe.
What's he talking about?
Well, 9 years ago, he was part of a team that launched a spacecraft to collect data about Pluto. It's finally close enough, so this morning it turned itself on.
Well, we hope. The signal has to travel over 3 billion miles, so it's going to be hours before we know if it even survived.
And now we get to see him flip out because he's worried it was demolished by space ice.
Space ice is no joke. Can't even watch Frozen anymore.
Is playing Beethoven downtown.
Yeah, before you say yes, it's not the movie about the big dog.
How come we can't think of something we both want to do?
Because you always pick what we do and I just go along with it?
Interesting. We're being accused of making you do things you don't like, and here you are doing the same thing to poor Amy.
You should point out the hypocrisy of that.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, well, that wasn't clear. Try it again, but this time drive it home with how do you like them apples, Missy?
All right, keep thinking.
You're making it too complicated. Why not stick to the basics? Go shopping for clothes while Leonard and I sit in those uncomfortable chairs and hold your purses. I know I'd hate that. Leonard?
Well, yeah.
It's settled?
What do you say? Sounds kind of perfect.
It does. Somehow he managed to take all the fun out of it.
Well, once again, it's what I do.
Another 2 hours to go. The weight is killing me.
No, I get it. I was in the Soyuz capsule, returning from the space station, plummeting toward Earth at 17,000 miles.
Before you finish, is this a story about patience and waiting, or just another reminder that you went to space?
A story can do two things.
I feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack.
You work in pharmaceuticals. Don't you have anything you can give him?
All I have is our new urine flow drug. Won't help with his anxiety, but it's so strong when he pees, he'll fly around the room like he's got a jetpack.
I can't stop thinking about it.
You know, worrying won't have any effect on what happened.
I know.
Maybe you need to do something more productive.
Okay. If I make this shot in the trash can, the probe will have arrived in perfect working order.
So in addition to being crazy, you're resting the fate of the mission on your athletic prowess.
Yes.
The man who crashed his stationary bike.
I didn't crash it, okay? My playlist was too up-tempo, I got lightheaded and I fell off. Okay. It all comes down to this.
You happy? Now you can relax.
What kind of scientist are you? Everyone knows you're gonna make 2 out of 3.
This isn't so bad.
That's easy for you to say. Your chair's not facing the lingerie section. Boy, that's a lot of panties.
You guys comfy? This might take a while.
I don't understand why women insist on making a big production out of buying clothes.
No, you're right. We should do what you do. Have our mom send us pants from the Walmart in Houston.
They have a man there who understands my personal style.
Bye.
I've got some bad news. There's no cell service in here.
Oh. Well, that's all right. There were plenty of ways to pass the time before smartphones were invented.
Ooh, that's true.
I'll look them up. Son of a biscuit.
Sheldon, it's fine.
No, it's not fine. What kind of store in the 21st century doesn't at least have Wi-Fi? I'm gonna call their corporate office. Son of a biscuit! Let's see. My armies are going to attack the Shire from Buckland, and I roll... a 5 and a 3.
Okay. And to defend, I roll... 2 sixes, I win.
Oh, double sixes again. If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. I wonder how long we're gonna be stuck here.
I don't know, but the girls do a lot for us. It's the least we can do.
That's true. I suppose it's only fair we make compromises.
Look at you being all mature.
I don't know why you're so surprised. There's one thing I know about after living with you for so many years, it's how to compromise.
I'm sorry. You make compromises for me?
All the time.
In our lives that we're living.
Oh, yes. I just yesterday, you had a big piece of lettuce stuck in your teeth at lunch. Did I say anything? No. I compromised and kept my mouth shut. Like you should have, because everyone was laughing at you.
That is not a compromise. A compromise is me driving you everywhere because you refuse to learn how.
Oh, I learned how. Amy taught me.
What? Why don't you do it?
Well, it's scary. And sometimes I get the pedals mixed up. But more importantly, driving me to work is one of the things that gives your life purpose. I can't take that away from you, so what do I do?